The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and girls can be shady, so today we're going to talk all about that. Of course, not all girls are shady, that's not what I'm saying, but I think dating is already really hard for you guys, and it's even harder when a girl is using you, or giving you mixed signals, or just being shady. A lot of times it will really seem like a girl likes you, when in reality she's just using you for her own benefit. For attention, for time, for money, for sex, whatever it is, we want to make sure at the end of this video that nobody is using you, because all of you are better than that. So in this video, I'm going to be going over 4 big signs that she could be using you and why and how to avoid it. Number 1 is the, hey, can you help me with blank text? You might think, oh wow, she texted me, that's a great sign. But the truth is that she's just texting you to get something out of you. Did she text you asking for answers for the homework assignment that she forgot to do last night? Did she text you and ask you for $20 to pay for something? Did she text you and ask you to drive her to wherever she needs to go because she doesn't have a car? If that's the case, that's a bad sign, guys. I do think sometimes girls reach out in this way to try to initiate a conversation with you and make it a little bit more natural by asking you a question or asking you for advice or asking you for something, just kind of to ease into a conversation with you. However, if this is the only time she ever reaches out to you and this is all she ever says and she never talks to you unless she's needing something from you, you need to stop talking to this girl. So pay attention to when women call you and how they speak to you. If they're just calling you to get something out of you, she does not like you and she's just using you. And the worst part is that you're letting her. So you really need to evaluate your situation and see if you're in something like this. And if you are, you have to walk away. And you can't be willing to just drop anything and everything for this girl all the time if you're not getting anything back from her in return. And I'm not saying that things need to be transactional, but if you've given her all this money or you've done all these favors for her and she doesn't even talk to you or act interested in you at all, and you're doing these things simply because you like this girl or want a chance with her, you need to reevaluate. So if she's only calling you every few weeks, or like I said, when she needs something, she probably just wants something from you and doesn't actually like you or have any kind of interest in you. So be careful and pay attention to this. Number 2, you pay for everything. So there are some people in the world that still think that men should pay for absolutely everything. And while I think that's okay for maybe a first date, or if you have like a stay-at-home wife or stay-at-home mom or something like that, that can make sense. But I feel like girls should be contributing at least a little bit, especially if you guys are going on a ton of dates, you guys are going out all the time. The least she could do is buy ice cream after dinner. Don't get me wrong, I like when a guy pays for me, but I'm always willing to split the bill or pay for something, or at least really show my appreciation when a guy pays for me, because that's not cheap, especially if you're taking a girl out all the time, if you're always paying, that adds up quick. So I think it is kind of a big red flag when girls don't offer to pay for anything, or they don't say thank you or show appreciation for something that you bought for her. This is something that is a huge red flag. I mentioned it in my red flags video, and it's something that just shouldn't go unnoticed. If you're taking her out and she orders the most expensive thing on the menu, gets a really nice drink, only wants to go out with you if you take her out for a nice dinner and drinks, this is a problem. Girls are savage sometimes, and they will legitimately use you for a nice meal, so be careful. I have heard girls with my own ears, specifically when I was in college in a sorority, say things to the effect of, I don't really like him or I'm not looking for anything, but he's really into me and offered to take me out to this really nice restaurant, so I'm gonna go to get a free meal. And of course, not every girl is like this. You don't wanna date a girl that has that princess mentality that you owe her everything and you should be paying for every single thing. So this is a big red flag. I know I mentioned it in my red flags video, but you're really gonna wanna pay attention to this. So some people still assume that men should pay for everything, but I think that's not really as much the case anymore. So if she's not even offering to pay for something, even if you refuse her offer, that's a red flag that she's not even offering or being thankful or saying thank you or anything like that. So just pay attention to these small things that are actually really big things. Number three, we have you're a booty call. And for all of you that might not know what a booty call is, basically this girl is just using you for sex. And if this is something that you guys have both stated that this is all you want from each other, I think that is totally different. And while it might not be something that I've ever partaken in or done in my life, I see why people do it, and I think it's a lot more normal in society these days. If this is also all you want, then I don't think it's a big deal, but if you've expressed interest in her and she knows that you really like her and this is all she wants from you, you have to stop giving her your attention and time and effort because it's normally not going to turn into anything more than a booty call. So unless she's working really weird hours, if she only wants to see you after 10 p.m., sadly, I believe that she is just using you for sex. If you guys sleep together and then she never talks to you afterwards until it's 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night 2 weeks from now after she went out to the bar and didn't go home with any other guy, you gotta drop her. Make no mistake, if you have a special shift with her, she's using you for something or another. And number four, it's all about her. So by this, I mean maybe last weekend you sent her to the spa, you took her shopping, and now this weekend you're taking her out to a nice dinner, you took her shopping again, you bought her a Birkin bag. Things are going really well for her, but not so great for you. If this sounds like your love life and you are not getting a single thing in return, chances are you are with a gold digger. And she's probably just using you as a fund for her fun time and a way to get out of paying for everything. If she's asking you to pay for her rent, if she's asking you to pay for her student loans, her car payment, a Louis Vuitton bag that she's been eyeing, a pair of Louis Vuitton shoes, you have to stop spending so much money on this girl. If she's not showing any romantic interest in you or it's only when you're buying her things, cut this girl out. So this one is honestly more for people that are in relationships that feel like your girlfriend is maybe just using you for the lifestyle that you can provide for her. I know a lot of sugar daddies probably feel this way. I have seen so many TikTok videos about these girls that have guys paying to text them. Right now, if you're watching this and you are paying a girl to text her, cut that crap out, delete her number, delete whatever app you're using, and stop giving these girls money for things that you should be getting from someone for free. And if you are a sugar daddy and that's all you want is to buy someone something, that's fine. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the people that are watching that want something more from this relationship than what they're getting and feel like they're being used. If that's how you're feeling, that's not okay. And you have to be able to remove yourself from that situation or it's going to keep happening. If you guys go shopping and you buy her a ton of stuff, but after that, she doesn't really engage with you or talk to you and she only engages with you when your credit card is out, she's using you. And I hate to say it, and I hate that this is even a thing that happens, but I think this is a lot more common than guys realize. And if this is happening to you, please let this be your sign to stop buying things for her. Stop funding her life. Stop cutting her fun bills down to zero. You have to look out for yourself because girls will use you until your very last penny. So be careful. A relationship should be mutually beneficial, and if you're feeling like it's very one-sided or it's not fun for you at all, you all need to really think about the situation that you're in and be able to have some self-respect and walk away if it's not going the way that you want it to. So guys, that is all I have for four signs that she's using you. I hate that I even have to make a video like this, but I feel like it's necessary, especially with the rise of all these OnlyFans girls, all of these guys that are paying girls to text them. I've just seen it so much on TikTok lately that I felt like I needed to make a video about it. So I hope this video was helpful. If it was, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel for when I release new content. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. Thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.